Welcome to the God's Word portion of the worship from Daleville Christian Church. We have been talking about our annual celebration in October of Pastor Appreciation Month, and we give thanks for those congregations that participate or have participated in Pastor Appreciation Month. It's beneficial that Pastor Appreciation Month has helped pastors stay with congregations they are working with, and Pastor Appreciation Month has helped keep pastors pastoring congregations. We have an affirmation of our faith that we share each week. This week's from 1 Timothy in the second chapter. God, our Savior, who wants all to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. The reading of God's word for today is from 1 Thessalonians in the first chapter. It's a little long because we go from the second to the tenth verses, but it is a letter. So it's personal, more personal. But you should know that the apostle is writing not only to a particular church in the town of Thessalonica, but he also sends the letter, or it's certainly read in one congregation and then passed around to all the congregations in the town and in the surrounding countryside. And so he writes, "We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continue to remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath." May the Lord add this blessing to the reading of his holy word. I have prepared this message and several of these messages particularly for Daleville Christian Church, but I believe, as you will see from God's word, they have a general application for all of the Jesus follower churches. Last week I announced on behalf of the spiritual support team that this October 2022 is not just Pastor Appreciation Month. This month is Ministries Appreciation Month. The bulletin has said for years, "I am the minister to the ministers," and that is all of you. This month is Ministers Appreciation Month. I shared plenty of verses from God's Word that support this plan. Romans 12, "Love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor." Romans chapter 13, "Respect to whom respect is due, honor to whom honor is due." And if you're not sure, if you're not convinced, the apostle states in 1 Peter 2:17, "Honor all. Love the brotherhood." We learned last time about Epaphroditus, another man's name we can't pronounce, and his name is in the entire Bible only once. And why? Basically, Epaphroditus did a good deed, an important one, but he wasn't an official, not an elder, not a pastor, not a bishop. The apostle states clearly, honor such people like Epaphroditus. By the way, the name Epaphroditus was a common name in those ancient days. Sometimes it was shortened to Epaphras, and a man named Epaphras is mentioned in the Bible several times, but Epaphras is not the same man as this Epaphroditus. It isn't rocket science for us to understand that we should honor one another for the ministries that we participate in. We, as followers of Jesus, are called by the apostles to be grateful. Gratitude is a foundation for mental health, for good mental health. Gratitude is a foundation. Modern science now tells us this. Imagine the Bible's been correct for thousands of years, calling us all to give thanks. So I'll say it again. Gratitude is a foundation for good mental health. Modern science now tells us this, so imagine that the Bible has been correct about gratitude for thousands of years, calling us all to give thanks. The apostles call us to be grateful for one another, and the apostles demonstrated by example the giving of thanks to God for the members of the congregations. The letter of 1 Thessalonians is considered by most scholars to be the very first letter of Paul that we have available to us. Paul might not have known this was his first letter, but to us it is. We know that he wrote other letters that we don't have, so this might not have been the first letter. But what that means is when we look at all the letters of the apostle that we have, this one is early. It's earlier than all the other letters. And I would have you notice how the apostle began this early letter of his to the churches in and around Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians 1, 2. We give thanks to God always for you all, constantly mentioning you in our prayers. And you know this has one of my favorite North Carolina phrasings, North Carolina, where I went to school. One of my favorite North Carolina phrasings, you all. We give thanks to God always for you all. Now, in the Greek, Paul didn't just use the plural for you. Paul actually made sure to use the word all of you. We give thanks to God always for all of you. The apostle gives thanks for everyone in the congregations. Should we do any less? Shall we do any less than give thanks for everyone in the congregation? And what does the apostle Paul pray to the Lord concerning all the believers in Thessalonica? Constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and your labor of love and your steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. The phrasing in the Greek language is like unto English, Greek being the language in which Paul wrote, and the phrasing is like unto English, so we can state it this way and use a lot of papyrus. The apostle didn't phrase it this way, didn't go repeating phrases because he was saving paper. Papyrus is expensive. Your work of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and your labor of love in our Lord Jesus Christ and your steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. That is what the apostle is remembering always in his prayers. The apostle does mention some specifics concerning the Thessalonians' work of faith and labors of love. But I would draw your attention to the last chapter, the closing words. We beseech you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. I always like to look at other versions of a Bible verse that I'm focused on and want to focus you upon. This version reads, "And to regard them exceedingly in love on account of their work." Are you regarding one another exceedingly in love on account of the work? How about this version? "To be esteeming them superabundantly in love because of their work." Who's up for some superabundance of love? Another good version, we're looking at 1 Thessalonians 5:13. "Respect them with a very special love because of the work they do with you." Now, this version made me chuckle. "Think highly of them and give them your wholehearted love because they are straining to help you." Did you know I was straining to help you? Do we think we understand this verse better? Is it not right for us to have a minister's appreciation month? Is it not right for us to have a ministry's appreciation month? I believe that the Apostle Paul would approve the idea. The Apostle Paul would give thanks for such a celebration in the churches of Jesus. In the letter of the Apostle to the Jesus followers in and around Ephesus, the Apostle wrote, chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, "For this reason, because I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." I do not cease to give thanks for you. The better translation of that phrase is done in North Carolina when we read, "I do not cease to give thanks for you all." I do not cease to give thanks for you all. Now, I have to go on about this because when I look up versions of the translations of these verses, the website Bible Gateway gives you some 60 versions of the verse in English translations. I was shocked to find that none of them made sure to let you know that the phrase is plural. The apostle gives thanks for you all. Is it any wonder American Christians' faith is so centered on themselves and not the whole church? If you can't get a plural translation of a plural word in the Bible, the apostle would give thanks for you and for you and for you and yes, you and you and you and you in the front and you in the back. Don't you think that's important? The apostle would be sure to include you in his prayers to God in thanksgiving, which the apostle states he does so unceasingly. "I do not cease to give thanks for you all, remembering you all in my prayers." Let's finish this review of the apostles' thanksgivings and gratitudes with a look at 2 Thessalonians, where the apostle repeats the same gratitude. He repeats it in two different chapters. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, "We are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brothers and sisters." Notice it's all plural. "As is fitting, because your faith is growing abundantly and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing." Sounds like more superabundant love to me. And then again in chapter 2, "We are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brothers, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth." The apostle is grateful to our Lord for their faith and for their love. Because we noticed weeks ago, if you have all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, even in superabundance, but don't love, you got nothing. The apostle stated, "Without love, I am nothing." And that was the apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Last week and today, I pointed to Paul's letter to the Jesus followers in Rome. Romans 12:10, "Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor." How about this version of the same verse? Love each other with genuine affection. Take delight in honoring each other. Take delight in this directive from the apostle himself. Take delight in honoring each other. Amen.